Harris Albert, New York, New York, November 12, 1890. Dear brother, I received your letter with the receipt of the fruit which you have sent to me. I am very thankful for your kindness and liberality. I will, in return, send you books as fast as they come from the press. I will send you Fireside Sketches, a work that Edson, our son, has published, and a work on temperance that is now being bound, which I am sure will please you. I send you Patriarchs and Prophets. You can sell or give yours away that you now have. Willie and Sarah and I have been attending a series of meetings. It was a trial trip with me. I did not know how I would endure the fatigue of journeying and the speaking, traveling in all kinds of weather, and having to put up with all kinds of conveyances and all kinds of fare. If I have appointments, they must be filled, rain or snow or sunshine. I thank my Heavenly Father I have been enabled, through Christ strengthening me, to stand at my post and bear my testimony with freedom in the demonstration of the Spirit. My first appointment was at Adams Center, New York. This is in a Seventh-day Baptist community, and they attended the meetings. Quite a large number of them were much prejudiced, but the prejudice they confessed was all gone when they heard me speak. The meeting house was full all through the meetings. We had here a good and convenient place to tarry in, a pilgrim's resting place. Sister Green was a widow, and true as steel to her profession of faith. I spoke here three times, but in affliction. The inflammation was in my ear, a sore was gathering, but the Lord helped me. Sunday relief came. It broke, but Monday the pain was very severe. Yet we took the cars for Rome on our way to South Lancaster. We were made welcome by Brother Place, an efficient minister in the cause of God, proclaiming the truth. Tuesday morning we again stepped on board the cars. It was raining. We reached South Lancaster. Here we remained over two Sabbaths. I spoke 14 times. The burden of labor was upon me. The Lord gave me precious tokens of His love and His rich grace. The difficulty came with great force again upon me, pain in my head. But the Lord did not leave me comfortless. He gave me His grace to bear my affliction. Tuesday I was still afflicted and was delayed a day, but spoke to the students Wednesday in the academy with much freedom and left that noon. It was pouring down rain. We reached Brooklyn, New York about midnight, and early next morning were on our way for Pennsylvania meeting. Here we came in to Salamanca, New York about 11 o'clock in a snowstorm. We had a good home here. We stopped with a brother who has recently embraced the truth. He was an overseer, over 125 hands. He attended to the settling with the hands and overseeing and keeping them employed. He received $125 per month. After receiving the Sabbath, he sent in his resignation, telling them he could not work on the Sabbath. But they did not discharge him, and he has worked nearly a year now, faithful and true to do his duty, both to his God and to man. Here I spoke three times to the people, my head still afflicted. When almost discouraged, thinking I must give up the future appointments, when as I knelt to pray, suddenly the glory of the Lord shone around about me. The whole room seemed to be filled with the presence of God. I was happy, so happy. I did not sleep scarcely any of that night because of gladness of heart and peace and comfort from the Lord which passeth knowledge. I said nothing more about returning home, but went to the depot in a snowstorm. We had to tarry at a hotel that night, and next day at noon we were at Sands, Virginia. Here we had very excellent meetings. I spoke seven times. Willie spoke Sabbath forenoon with much freedom. Our meetings closed Monday night. I was glad of the privilege of speaking to this people. They seemed to be so eager to hear the testimony given me of the Lord for them. We were blessed with pleasant weather all the way through. Sunday, the people came from all directions, outsiders. There were 935. About one half could get into the meeting house. Platforms were raised from the ground. The windows were opened, and hundreds stood upon the raised platforms outside the house. The aisles were packed. Every seat was full, and they listened with interest. I was astonished at their quiet and at the interest they manifested.
Well, the Lord has indeed wrought for us on this journey. Early Tuesday morning, we took the cars at 6:30 for Washington and arrived there at 12:00 noon. Wednesday night spoke to a hall full of intelligent, noble-looking people. About 100 are keeping the Sabbath in Washington, had such freedom in speaking to the people, and they eagerly received the word spoken, then came with outstretched hands to welcome me and say farewell, and tell me how much good the word spoken had done them, and begged me to come and stay with them a few weeks. I made a conditional promise, and had to tear myself away, for the carriage was at the door to take me immediately to the cars, which left 10:00 that night. I took a sleeper and arrived in New York City 6:30 in the morning, Thursday. I have spoken this day, once, to an interested hallful. Every available seat was full. The platforms were full, and the Lord gave me His Holy Spirit in speaking to the people. We spend 2 Sabbaths here. This is an important part of the Lord's vineyard. About 100 have embraced the truth, and if they become light bearers to the world, they will flash the light upon the darkened minds of hundreds. May the Lord fit them up for His great work, is my prayer. Now I must stop. I thank you for your kindness and liberality to me. I shall never forget your favors. I shall think much of the fruit, but I shall think more of the manifestation of your thoughtfulness and the evidence of your love. May the Lord bless you and your dear companion and little ones, is my sincere wish and prayer.